or running your own business is challenging, but a lot of women here in Utah are doing it, and they're doing it successfully. And whether you're running a full-time business or starting a side hustle, there are many female role models to learn from. Melanie Jones is the editor-in-chief of Utah Business Magazine, and she joins me today to share five ways to strengthen your own brand with a little wisdom from some impressive Utah women. Melanie, Utah Business Magazine recently came out with its 40 Under 40. I love those lists. I always take a look. So tell me about that.
The 40 Under 40 is really a great way for us to recognize up-and-coming business leaders in the community who have not even reached the halfway points in their careers yet, but they're doing amazing things for our business ecosystem.
Which is so great. And you point out, and I think we all realize that there's a little something we could probably learn from a lot of these women. And it starts with just defining your brand.
Yes. They shared with me five tips that we can share with your audience today on how to strengthen your brand. So these are women in various positions. Some are entrepreneurs who have started their own companies. Some are vice presidents at big companies here in the Valley. And they all have information to share.
Yeah. And so you're going to bring us like an example of someone who does each of these things really well. And defining your brand, you said a good one, Sarah Nelson.
Yes. So Sarah Nelson, she's the director of marketing at Choice Humanitarian, and she talks about how it's important to define what your brand is and what it is not. You cannot be everything to everyone. If you try, you'll never be able to fully align with the right audience and maximize your market potential. So that was her tip.
Yeah, so find your niche, and then people will follow you for that specifically. That makes sense. Can't be everything to everyone. Your next one is just to be authentic.
Yes, be authentic. And there were a couple of women who had tips on this. Emily Ferrone, who is the co-founder at 58 Ember Media. She says, once you have solidified your brand and the message, be consistent in exemplifying it.
So don't go against, once you kind of show people who you are, you got to stick with that.
Yeah, and be authentic to those values that you determined demonstrate who you and your brand are.
Yeah, be yourself. I mean, that's basically what be authentic means, right?
Yes. Jennifer Cornet, she's the president at Bread and Butter. She also said to lean into authenticity. She said, authenticity is key to a strong brand. Be genuine in your interactions.
Yeah, that makes sense because we like people for knowing who they are, feeling like we know them, and that can come across in all of that marketing, really. And these kind of all flow into each other because the next one is being consistent. And I would guess if you're being yourself, you're being consistent.
Yeah, and that's the easiest way, right? We've seen TV shows like you get caught in a lie and then a lie builds on a lie builds on a lie. And if you can't be authentic, then you're basically trying to keep up a lie all the time.
And you said a good example of this is Becky Bingham.
Yes, she's the VP of marketing at Nova Data Centers. And she says, stay consistent, but not stagnant. Things like fonts, colors, logo placement, and tone need to stay consistent. But it's important to find ways to keep things fresh so your customers don't get bored.
Okay, so kind of you're, again, we're talking about that niche. You're kind of finding like, this is who I am. This is kind of the branding I like to show the world, but then mix it up a little sometimes too.
That's right. Stay rooted in who you are. And then just like we can be ourselves and wear different colors every day.
Yeah.
You know, it's still me. I'm still who I am. So find who you are as a brand. Keep being that, but find different ways to express those brand values.
Yeah, that's really good advice. You said another good example of that is someone who owns Roots Coffee and Company.
Yes, Gina Lynn Soto. She's an amazing entrepreneur here in Salt Lake. She says, ensure your brand has a consistent voice and visual identity, especially when engaging with your customers. Consistently and actively respond on all social media platforms and make the effort to engage consistently.
Yes, there's nothing worse than reaching out to a company and then radio silence.
That's right.
You want to hear from them.
Yeah, or you walk into their store and they don't even look up from the register.
Yes.
And she has a retail store, you know, it's a coffee shop.
So she knows. And the last one you wanted to mention, Nye Cannelli, am I saying that right?
Nye Cannell, yes. She's the CMO at MedTrainer. She says, stay consistent with your message across your website, ads, and among your own employees. Good branding means everyone will have the same message or say the same thing. So whether they're dealing with the sales rep at the cash register, or somebody who's sending them a bill, or your social media platform, they should feel the same attributes from your brand, no matter who they're interacting
with. Yeah, I totally agree with that. How do we build a community?
Nikki Day, she is the founder and CEO of Isla & Co. She makes these awesome diaper bags. She did all this market research to come up with the perfect diaper bags. And she says, focus on how you can foster a sense of community with your customers. Everyone wants to be part of something bigger than themselves, and that is really what you are selling, regardless of product or service, is helping people feel a part of something.
Yeah, because there's nothing better than being with your friends and you all love some product
yes.
or something like that. And so that's that community. And that is part of your last point, which is networking, which is also part of building a community.
Yes, tip number five is networking. Caitlin Hansen, the co-founder and COO of Mindless, recommends that to build your brand, you attend networking events. This is a great way to meet and learn from incredible people, even though there may not be an opportunity to work together immediately. Your network is your net worth.
Okay, I like that. So if people want to learn more about these women or just what the work that you do, what's the best place?
Yes, please visit our website, utahbusiness.com, where we have posted pictures and little stories about each of these female business people and about 32 more as well.
I think it would be really fun to read about. Thank you so much, Melanie.
Thank you for having me.